The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the WiPod, your go-to source for odd answers and unfactual entertainment. I'm your host, Grant, and with me today, I have the man who is all snotty and gross, the not-so-common cold, Rob.
I liked the first intro better that we did. This is take three, by the way, of just doing the intro. Because the first time we recorded, I just sat and, like, stared forward aimlessly, talking about AutoZone.
So your banter this time is a banter about the first time that no one can hear. I got better banter for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Hit me with it.
The Michael Bublé season is upon us.
That's true. Except for all of his songs sound alike, so I can't tell what's a Christmas song and what's not a Christmas song.
Oh, it's easy. If he mentions joy, most time he's talking about Christmas.
I just assumed that that was, like, his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, like, he's just like, I love joy or something like that.
Hmm. Just haven't met you yet. Clearly talking about Santa Claus.
Exactly. He hasn't. He's still looking.
One day he'll find Santa Claus, and he'll finally make the nice list.
Wait, Michael, how is Michael Bublé on the naughty list?
Because all women want to be with him, and it's hard to be on the nice list if all women want to be with you.
Whoa, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's got to meet Santa Claus and, like, straighten everything out over there.
Yeah. Maybe his, like, the reason why he has so much Christmas music is this has all been his quest to find Santa Claus.
Dang, like, it's gonna, like, draw him out, maybe? Yeah. Just, like, becoming, like, the center of Christmas music.
Like, how can you not meet Santa Claus when you're that much revolving around Christmas?
Whoa.
Our question this week is by Frank Hermson. He asked on Facebook, why during Christmas do we bring in Christmas trees into our house?
It's a good question by Frank. However, the reason, simple. You know, like, nightclubs and stuff?
Yes.
You say that with a question mark as if you don't know what a nightclub is.
Okay, I'm just confused if you know what the nightclubs are. Have you ever been to a nightclub?
Yeah, we've gone to nightclubs together before.
We went to that one time.
No, we went to two nightclubs.
Yeah, but we went one time.
Together?
Yes, we went to multiple nightclubs, but we only went one time.
That's because it's terrible, and we realized that nightclubs are terrible.
Yes.
Anyways, they happened to create the Christmas tree. You know all those raves and stuff that happen at nightclubs? They used to just have a bunch of Christmas trees up, and they would flash all the Christmas tree lights at once, and it would be like an insane rave party type thing. And then people back in, I don't know, when did Christmas tree, like, I would say, like, the 1900s, that's when they were like, you know what, we shouldn't limit ourselves to raves and Christmas trees. We should have Christmas trees in our home.
So is that when Trans-Siberian Orchestra came about?
Nah, they came about afterwards. This is like the early 1900s when they started moving Christmas trees from nightclubs into people's homes.
Hmm. How did they play their music in the early 1900s?
It was just mainly big band music.
Oh, okay.
You know, regular rave music. That, you know, I rave out to all the time and stuff. It only started because all the flashing lights and stuff, that it only made sense for it to be like a dance type of thing. But then people realized it would also be awesome to have a colorful tree in my home, but not all the time. So they were like, Christmas, because that's the time of the year where we can do anything we want, and it's, like, acceptable. Because I've realized that the Christmas season is where everything is acceptable.
Is it? What else is acceptable during Christmas season that isn't normally acceptable?
Well, it's, like, acceptable to, like, punch somebody in the face or, like, knock them over for, like, a really good deal on, like, a TV or something like that, or, like, a game system. Like, people just get into fights over, like, material possessions, and that's pretty weird. But on the Christmas season, everybody's like, nah, that's normal. They're just trying to get stuff for their kids. Or, like, the crazy amount of hot chocolate that everybody drinks. Like, if everybody drank that amount of hot chocolate all year, everybody would be the size that they are in WALL-E. That's probably how WALL-E started, is they just drank hot chocolate all the time. And then they got too fat to walk around, so they had to, like, fly around in chairs.
But it's delicious.
It is delicious, but you can't drink it all the time.
What if it's cold all the time? What if I moved to Canada?
You can't drink hot... It's only on the Christmas season unless you want to be fat. And unless you're, like, a Canadian lumberjack, you can't be drinking hot chocolate all the time.
What about candy canes?
Candy canes. That's, like, the most Christmas thing that, like, you don't have throughout the year. which I don't mind because I don't like mint-flavored things. Mint-flavored things are pretty gross usually. They're too strong. But I love, like, candy-flavored candy canes, like Sprees or Smarties, other fruity-flavored things that are probably really bad for you.
So how do the nightclubs react to, like, I guess that was their main reason. You're going to nightclubs to see
people,
the trees.
People only went to nightclubs to dance throughout the Christmas trees, and that's like, as soon as other people started bringing them into their houses, it's kind of like the nightclub saw it as, oh, that's not cool anymore, everybody's doing that. So then they thought, what's the next big thing? And that's when disco balls were invented.
You described, like, my ideal Friday night. Dancing among the Christmas trees.
Right?
That sounds amazing.
I'm probably going to do that later today, to be honest.
Also, that's Michael Bublé's next music video.
Dancing in front of Christmas trees?
Yes.
Oh, I would be in that or something. I'd write the song. I'll write a Michael Bublé song. That's what I'll do.
Okay, I guess that basically covers it. So, summarize your theory. Nightclubs, all the rave with the Christmas trees, then people are like, hey, it's wintertime, we can do whatever we want. Let's bring the nightclubs to our homes.
Imagine how weird it would have been, though, if disco balls were popular back then. Then we would have had, like, Christmas disco balls.
Hmm.
That probably would have been cooler, I think.
Yeah, that would have been pretty fun.
Mainly because I don't like Christmas trees. Like, I think that we need to pick a new type of tree to be a Christmas tree. I've always said that I want a palm tree in my house all year, and I'll always have it decorated with lights and stuff.
I do hate taking down the lights.
Yeah, that's, like, the worst part.
So, the real reason why we have Christmas trees in our home...
Ouch.
Yes. ...is modern-day Xmas began actually back in the 19th century in... You want to guess where?
Did you say where yet?
Nope.
Okay. I'm gonna say Australia.
In the 19th century?
Are you implying that Australia didn't exist in the 19th century?
It was Germany.
Dang, that was my second guess.
They always invent this stuff.
Second guess. I said second guess.
Well, before that, Christmas is kind of celebrated. It wasn't called Christmas, but like winter time was often celebrated. It was called the Winter Festival. And lots of these traditions from like the different religions and celebrations that took place during winter also got transferred over into Christmas. It was mostly like pagans who celebrated this, which kind of came Christianity. And since Christmas started as a Christian holiday, lots of the things were adapted over where the pagans would bring in like leaves and stuff to celebrate God's beauty and to remember it, and then also to remind them of the spring that is going to come soon. But the most interesting part, I thought, we don't do this anymore. When Christmas first came out, they hung their trees upside down in their
house.
What? Yes.
Why don't we... Whoa.
It was hanging from the ceiling.
Awesome. How?
I don't know.
Did they nail it to the ceiling?
It must take so much more work. But that was like when Germans like first invented Christmas. They were doing that, which is weird.
Dang. And then Germans always inventing new things.
And then also why we have ornaments on our trees is because before Christmas, there was a day called Adam and Eve Day, which took place on December 24th. And if you know Adam and Eve's story, like, suppose they ate the forbidden fruit, which most people think is an apple, so people put apples on their tree and, like, bring it inside. So they just have snacks, like, hanging from a tree in their house.
Whoa.
And then those apples eventually became ornaments. So we lost our snack to these glass bulbs.
Dang, I would love to hang bananas on my tree.
Yeah. Your upside-down tree.
Yeah.
That's
raven. I'll bet they stopped hanging it upside down because the star kept on falling off. Like, they were like, we broke 6 stars this week. This is terrible.
That'd be so cool.
I know.
It would take so much more work, though. I would never set up a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm almost rethinking the palm tree idea. Like, I think it would be cooler to have the Christmas tree just upside down.
I like the disco ball.
The disco ball would also be cool, but I don't think you can decorate that.
So that was this week's episode of the Y-Pod.
If you want to submit a question, you can go over to our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com, the Y-Pod. You can just search that. Or
you can use the hashtag OctothorpeWP on Twitter. We'll check that and we'll see it, and then we'll answer your question next week because we do these weekly.
I was actually gonna cut you off and say, because I'm Rob, and then like I want to do a redo of the outro that we had last week because I thought it was really, really strong.
And thanks to Frank Hermsen.
That's a terrible ending.
Oh, no, that wasn't the ending. I was just like, thanks to Frank Hermsen, and ending.
Oh, you're ending now?
No, I thought we were going to do an ending.
Why don't you just end now?